This is from a book I narrated called Plutocrats by Chrystia Freeland. On January 11, 1991, Jeffrey Katzenberg, then CEO of Walt Disney Studios, sent a memo to his 13 top executives titled, "The World is Changing. Some Thoughts on Our Business." Despite its bland title, the 28-page note was instantly leaked to the press, probably by Katzenberg himself, and it swiftly became the most read prose in Hollywood. "We are entering a period of great danger and ever greater uncertainty," the memorandum began. The change Katzenberg was worried about? The rise of superstars. In 1984, when Katzenberg and his team arrived at Disney with a mandate to turn around the venerable but troubled movie maker, Disney had been the most cost-conscious of all studios. It had saved money mostly by avoiding the reigning stars of the moment. Katzenberg wrote proudly, "Instead, we featured stars on the downward slope of their career or invented new ones of our own." Robin Williams suggested to Newsweek magazine that we recruited talent by standing outside the back door of the Betty Ford Clinic. The first instance of this approach to movie making was Down and Out in Beverly Hills, a film that reignited the careers of its three stars, Bette Midler, Richard Dreyfuss, and Nick Nolte. But as the decade progressed, Disney found itself paying its stars more.